Brewers 360, sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling, joining us, play-by-play man for your Milwaukee Brewers, Jeff Levering, who just had a birthday, by the way. Happy birthday, Mr. Levering. Hey, Jeff, let me ask you this. We always hear about this, right? When there's a trade and that what it could do to the clubhouse, it could shake things a little bit. Some people could be disappointed, surprised, or whatnot. This one does seem a bit different. Should we be concerned at all about how the clubhouse is feeling right now?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for the birthday wish. I appreciate it. It's a tough one because he was such a dynamic part of this organization for so many years, Josh Hader. So many highlights and so many great things that he accomplished with the organization. He was front and center of it as well. He was kind of a bridge guy as well, just in terms of preparation and how he got the bullpen ready to go. Really was a leader at the back end of the pen. That's one of the things that I see with it, is who's going to step up at the back end of the bullpen, not just in terms of getting the final three outs of the game, but who's going to step up in that leadership role. It's a great opportunity for someone back there, for maybe a couple of different people back there to have their time shine right now.
Jeff, if you look at all the deals made here at the deadline, do you look at this Brewers team and say they are better than they were at the beginning of the week? Maybe the same, a little bit worse? How do you see it?
They certainly have more options, I will tell you that much. I think that they have a lot of firepower at the back end of their bullpen. Not to say that they didn't when Josh Hader was there, but now you have a lot more options. And Craig Counsell's been so good over his tenure as a Brewers manager of managing a bullpen late in the season, September runs. You think about the 40-man rosters, which only expand by two now in September. But Craig has been able to manipulate his rosters in ways that have really allowed this team to be successful. I think there are a lot of weapons back there. If you get a guy like Jake McGee, who steps up and was an all-star last year and had 35 saves with the Giants, he's a piece that not a lot of people are talking about. Of course, Taylor Rogers and Nelson Lamet and Matt Bush, who's going to join the team today. It's a serious bullpen. And with the starters that they get back, you mentioned Freddie Peralta's going to start today. Guys are getting healthy, and that's a really good thing for this roster.
Hard to know the intricacies of the discussions David Stearns had with other clubs about acquiring a bat. What do you believe was the ultimate factor in determining that, no, a bat is not going to be brought in as part of the trade deadline deals?
I think he said it a number of times where he feels like this group of position players is just a tick off, and I think we saw a really good homestand in the first couple of games against the Boston Red Sox. Even in the finale where they lost and only scored two runs, they had 11 hits. So I think it's a group that can come together. You hope that they continue to gel. Colton Wong has been hot. Of course, Christian Yelich is on an 11-game hitting streak. Rowdy Tellez is starting to hit home runs again. Willy Adames hit a home run yesterday. It's a group that needs to click, and they need multiple pieces going at the same time. It's not a group that can be carried by just one guy necessarily. So you just hope that over the next 2 months of the season, that you continue to have success as a group, and as you continue to move forward, those guys are working together, and you put up a bunch of runs to support this great pitching staff.
Jeff Levering joining us for Brewers 360. Jeff, we lost a legend yesterday.
Ball and no strikes. Aaron waiting. The outfield deep and straight away. Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone.
Vin Scully, that's his call of Hank Aaron breaking Babe Ruth's home run record back in 1974. Scully passing away at the age of 94, one of the best there ever was, if not the best.
Yeah, I think his Mount Rushmore is singular. He was an amazing broadcaster, an even better human being. If I can make one example, he's the only guy who could join Twitter and nobody would blink an eye and say something bad about him, right? He transcends everything. I was so fortunate to have met him and been a part of a broadcast that he was calling a game and I was calling the same game, which is extremely surreal. He was baseball broadcasting. I heard a quote yesterday that said Vince Scully was better at calling baseball than any other human is better at doing anything else in any industry. And I think that, I mean, he was perfect. He was a perfect broadcaster and a perfect human being. And I think the baseball world they knew it was coming. It was a little bit, it's one of those things where you know it's going to happen, but it still stings when it happens.
Thank you, Jeff.
You got it, guys. Take it easy.